Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road drivers, the men and women out there coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, we are on Tropical Storm Watch Elsa tonight. We are keeping our eyes on everything that's going on. And if something breaks that you need to know about, we'll definitely tell you about it right away, because we have communications here to be able to do just that. But at the bottom of the hour program note, I will do a complete report of the current situation with Tropical Storm Elsa that's approaching our area. In the meantime, high on the mountaintop up there, Tarpon Springs away, is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to say, somebody said one morning when I said that, they sent me a message that said, don't fall off the mountaintop.
Exactly.
Okay, now we started out with this 100 people, 118 people that were shot. We heard yesterday from South Carolina Congressman Jim Clyburn, who I believe is the Democratic whip in the House. He says that President Trump may be called to testify before the January 6th commission.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're going to try to bait him. You know, they're trying to get him going and whatnot to see what he says. They're probably going to play, if he does do this, they're probably going to play what he said and try to take his words and say, well, look what you said. Look what happened, or something like that. That's what I think is going to happen.
People are responsible for their own actions, period.
Yep. Okay, that's good, because now I can go on to this action. Remember that ship that blocked the Suez Canal?
Yep.
Well, tomorrow, Wednesday, the ship and the crew will be free to go after having paid a huge compensation deal to the Suez Canal, which we don't know the amount of. They're not telling us, but I'm sure it was in the millions of dollars.
Yeah, it's the insurance company that they fought with on this thing.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the Lloyd's of London type insurance companies are the ones that pay that kind of stuff.
Okay. Now, the Marxist Democratic Representative Corey Bush on July 4th, what a comment she made. This land was stolen and black people still aren't free. Really?
The 4th of July is called Independence Day.
Thank
and
you.
Maybe Corey Bush needs to go back to school.
Yep.
Because we were declaring independence from another country. We didn't say anything about freedom. It's independence. We were beginning to seek our freedom and then to hold on to it.
Yep.
But it was independence. So I think that she needs to go back to school.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that for a second. By the way, I'm just watching the track that they're showing, the GFS model with the wind and the storm where it's going. And we are, let's see, I-75 West all the way over up to Crystal River is going to be involved in this before it makes the turn and cuts across. So that's what it's looking like right now here for Florida. Remember Rudy Giuliani getting his little suspension from the New York State Bar Association?
Yeah, I guess it's temporary,
well,
I suppose.
It's temporary, but listen to this. Listen to this. A pair of Brooklyn-based far-left attorneys who threw firebombs at the NYPD, a group of officers, during last year's Black Lives Matter rally, can still practice law in New York State while Rudy Giuliani can't. What's fair about that?
You know, one of the more corrupt things that we have out there is the American Bar Association.
Yes.
If you look, it's absolutely fascinating. If you look at what the bar associations, plural, were doing and not doing all of last year through the pandemic, with, you know, some of them, they didn't have, the students didn't have to take the bar exam. Some of them got to use cheat sheets. They could have, you know, counselors in the room. I mean, it's the most, some of them are the most corrupt things I've ever seen.
Now, black community leaders have exposed Georgia's Stacey Abrams by saying she's not who you think she is. And I don't even know exactly what they're talking about. I didn't really think that she was much of anything to begin with.
Well, I think there was an investigation that was supposed to happen by, what's his name, Roethlisberger, in Georgia, on what Stacey Abrams was doing and so forth for the last several years. And I don't know where that investigation is. But as I mentioned on your show last week, here's a woman that had all this debt. She's got a couple houses worth in excess of a couple of $1 million. How does that work? What about these small businesses that she has?
Hold that thought. Here we go. We'll be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll continue the conversation. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might. By the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by our new sponsor, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, because education of our youth is always critical, and we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught, they were in line with our values. Well, sadly, that is just no longer the case. And the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. It can be fun. Now we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup. Author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly has written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach the children history with a heart. Volume number 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number 2, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number 3, it features Tuggy and Bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. And by the way, it's a great, 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 great reading tool. An absolute must for homeschoolers. And don't forget, it comes in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, that noise you hear in the background is a fire department scanner that's going. I'm monitoring 3 different counties here as I sit. Plus, I've also got the amateur radio going on with the amateur radio emergency net that's up there so that we know what's going on. But let's go back to what we were talking about. Did you finish what you wanted to say, or do you have more?
No, that's good.
Okay, very good. Now, I hate to bring Maxine Waters into the mix, but I have to. Because here's another one that decided to chime in on Independence Day and said, well, is Independence Day only meant for white men? I mean, come on.
She needs to go back to school, too.
Yeah. Do these people know anything other than race baiting?
No. I mean, when Biden spoke on the 4th of July, everything he referred to in his speech had to deal with either race or gender.
Yeah.
And he doesn't write those speeches. He just reads them.
Yep. You're right. And through the teleprompter, we might add. All right. Well,
right.
Yeah, through the teleprompter, right?
Yep.
Okay. The Keystone XL pipeline developer has sued the United States of America for $15 billion in damages, and a lot of people are telling me he's got a really good shot at winning his case.
He does, and guess who's on the hook for that?
Us.
The American taxpayer, yes. Why should we pay for it?
Well, because Joe Biden said it was a good idea.
Yeah, well, let the Democrat National Committee pay for it.
Sure, why not? Matter of fact, I'll second that emotion. Now we saw the Surfside condo come down yesterday, the remaining structure, and it opened up things and reportedly has made it a little bit easier for the first responders to get up and try to recover and do whatever they need to get people out of the debris. I just don't think they're going to find anybody alive. That's just my theory, but at least recover the victims that are there. And the thing of it is now I think they've had to stop because of the weather. Did you see the wind blowing around there yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
But they're still working. They're not slowing down. Unless there's lightning, they're going to continue to work.
Okay, because sometimes that power equipment they can't use because it's sitting up in the airways, but we'll see. They had some new equipment they brought in. By the way, here's one for you. Joe Biden's ATF nominee may not have even enough Democratic support to get confirmed.
Good. He's an idiot. And I'm not convinced everything that he said that he did while he was employed by the ATF is true. And I'm not sure who's checked that or not.
Well, don't forget Joe Biden said that he hit a 368-foot home run over the weekend.
Yeah, right.
When he was talking to the Dodgers, remember? But the only problem they did a little fact check on that, and he wasn't even in Congress when the game was played.
Yeah. Well, next thing you know, he's going to be the new goalie for the Lightning.
Oh, boy. Let's talk about these hackers, because the hackers that, what did they get, 1,000 companies this time or something like that?
Well, the hacking group is the same one that hacked JBS and whatnot. So Biden says he's not going to respond unless he knows that the Kremlin was involved. Well, how's he going to know that? Okay, that was just an off-ramp for him not to be challenged on this. But the organization called CASEA is a contracted group where these companies use the group for all of their cyber protections, and that's what was hacked. Small business like dental practices, medical, libraries, architectural firms, lawyers, those kinds of things. So the FBI is on it. The FBI does a pretty good job when it comes to things in cyber, but I also, I don't hold a lot of weight in what reports the FBI gives to the Biden administration. So I actually look at the white hats that are non-government type organizations and see what they have to say about it. But they're going to keep doing it. And we have the ability. We absolutely have the ability to hack back or to, retaliate. And we're not doing that. The big question is why.
Yeah. You're right. By the way, a drone was shot down near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Do we know whose drone it was?
I do not.
Okay, because that's a report that's just coming over the wire right now. It says a drone was intercepted and shot down near the U.S. Embassy yesterday. That's all there is to it. So I wonder if it had explosives or something on it. That would be my first question.
No idea.
Okay. Joe Biden is under a lot of pressure right now to ease the travel restrictions out there. Everybody's saying, hey, man, lighten it up.
Well, I mean, that sounds good in theory, but I will tell you this. I don't know that you can have more people traveling by airlines than you do right now, and the reason is that we don't have enough TSA out there. And some of these other airlines also don't have enough pilots. So you're crammed at where you are. I mean, people still have to wear masks and all that nonsense, even though they've had their vaccines. So I think TSA is hiring 9,000 people. That's
uh-huh.
how short they are.
Uh-huh. And we're also hearing that when you talk about the pilots, there's also a pilot action one of these airlines is having, I think.
Yeah, they need pilots.
Okay. Now, the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, said that social distancing in the UK is going to end July 19th, and maybe even the masks.
Well, we have something, because I play tennis, we have something going on right now called Wimbledon.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, a lot of people in the stands, and they do have actually people in the stands, are not wearing masks. Now, they were during the French, but they're not for this one. So I think some of that's already been somewhat lifted in the UK.
Huh. By the way, tech giants Facebook, Twitter, and Google have warned Hong Kong that they're going to leave their city over proposed laws if they don't change them.
Fine.
Yep. See ya. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
That's right. Exactly.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day. Stay low and don't let the wind blow you away.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. And, of course, that's all contingent. And Denise and I were talking. That's all contingent to whether or not she still has a phone working tomorrow. Because sometimes the cell towers go down. We'll see. But I'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And we're going to do a complete storm update for you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A criminal group has demanded $70 million in a ransomware attack that may have compromised up to 1 million computers, the biggest ransomware attack on record. The attack against Kaseya VSA occurred over the holiday weekend, exposing clients who used the firm's software to remotely perform IT services. Investigators into the attack say that more than 1,000 businesses could be affected. The group R-Evil has claimed responsibility for the attack, offering a universal decryption tool for the ransom. That's the same group with ties to Russia that executed an attack on meat processor JVS over Memorial Day weekend, where they extorted $11 million from the company. And the center of Tropical Storm Elsa has moved into the Gulf of Mexico. Tropical storm warnings remain in effect along Cuba's north coast and have been issued along Florida's west coast and in the Florida Keys from Craig Key westward to the Dry Tortugas. Tropical storm conditions are expected to be felt in the Keys overnight and up the coast to Florida's Big Bend by Tuesday evening. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program that's usually the military and veterans news segment is going to be still sponsored by National Aviation, who you're going to hear from in a minute. But we are going to do a complete update, a storm update, for everybody in our listening area here in Florida, the 13 counties that we serve, plus our affiliates in the state of Florida over here on the southwestern coast, which we have 4 of them, all the way up through and out into the panhandle, plus over into northeastern Florida. So let's listen to National Aviation.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy does have 2 locations to serve you, and the 2 locations to serve you are in Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston, and then the other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. So there you have it. Now, all that being said, check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Well, Tropical Storm Elsa is coming to Florida, no doubt about it. The effect it's going to have on the southwest side of coast of Florida is going to be depending on how close it stays to the coast. Right now, there will be rain. There will be some wind. It's down along the Keys. I'll give you a little bit better location here in a minute. But it's down along the Keys.
As of 2 a.m., it was 50 miles north of Havana, Cuba. Now, that was then, moving at 12 miles an hour. This is 3 hours later. It ought to be about 85 or 90 miles north of Havana by now. And at the time, it was 60 miles south-southwest of Key West, which means that it should be within 25 miles or so of Key West right now. Now, the winds had increased to 60 miles an hour at the time. An aircraft hunter plane is going in there right now to give us the latest numbers and so we can update that with you. And that's exactly what we plan on doing here once we see whether or not we have got an update, which we may get right now during this, but it's still the 2 a.m. bulletin that we're looking at here. So we'll go with that. Now, tropical force winds extended outward 70 miles from the center. At the time, Key West was seeing gusts up to 46 miles an hour, and that was 60 miles shy of being in the Key West area. So you can see there's some winds there. And tropical storm conditions should continue not only down there in the Keys, but also should start right here on the southwestern side of Florida sometime this morning and then move their way up. Now, we should see the winds in the Tampa Bay area and the rains and the surge later today after the late afternoon hours by the looks of right now and the way it's traveling in terms of speed, unless it picks up speed. Because it's moved a little bit slower, because it's going slower, and because it's out over the warm water, I'm telling you, I've been through too many of these storms, folks. All bets are off. This thing, I've seen storms go from 50 mile an hour and gain Category 1 hurricane strength in a matter of a couple hours just because they were out over the warm water. Now, I'm not saying that's what this is going to do, but it's certainly going to be a strong tropical storm. So you have to be prepared. Now, the surge that's coming our way is anywhere from 1 to 3 feet, 2 to 4 feet down below Englewood, Charlotte Harbor, the Ocala River. And from Englewood to the Ocala River, including Tampa Bay, the surge will be 3 to 5 feet. Now, that's going to cause flooding in a lot of areas. The low-lying areas, if you haven't already made preparations to do whatever you need to do, and by the way, staying around in a flooded area doesn't make a lot of sense either. So, and I realize some of you people have been flooded over and over again, and this is like adding insult to injury. But what you need to do is get yourself to higher ground and get out and take all the possessions you can with you before all of this happens. Now, we're going to get some 3 to 5 inches of rain with localized maximum totals up to 8 inches through Wednesday. There may be some additional rain in some of these pockets. Maybe. But it's certainly going to cause considerable flash and urban flooding, along with minor to isolated moderate river flooding. So keep all of that in mind. And the other thing is, the severe thunderstorms, some of them may have a tornado or two in them. It's not impossible to think that. So when you hear about the severe storms and your phones start going off and your television sets start blinking all the bulletins and this, that, and the other, you need to pay attention. But you also need to understand that you may lose your power. And if you do, which is typical in any type of storm like this, hopefully you've got bags of ice. Hopefully you've filled your bathtub with water, because you're going to find out if the power goes off and the pumps stop working, you're not going to be able to have water in your toilet. You're going to have to do it manually, and that's the way you're going to do it, right there. Now, drinking water, if you don't already have bottled water, then it's probably a little bit too late to worry about it. But ice chests, bologna, cheese and crackers, whatever you can get your hands on. And you should have already had it by now. 3 to 7 days is what they tell you to prepare for. And by the way, my wife and I, when we first moved to Florida years ago, we went through a tropical storm down there in Sarasota, and we were without power for a week. in our neighborhood with a tropical storm. A week. So don't say it can't happen. It can. And this last storm that we had, the big storm here a couple of years ago, what was it, Matthew maybe was the name, I think, that came up through and went to the east of us. We lost power in my neighborhood for a week. One whole week. That's when I bought a generator. which is ready to go. So, the other thing is when you leave, if you have any insurance papers for your homeowners or your renter's insurance or your condo's insurance, take it with you. Make sure you take it with you. Don't leave any important documents behind. Take them with you. And we'll all get through this together. Now, this is going to be an interesting 36 hours, I'll tell you that right now, because, again, as I said, later on today, as things get closer to us, it's going to start to deteriorate a little bit. Now, I am looking at the rain, which is down right now in Charlotte County. It's creeped up that far, maybe some southern portions of Sarasota County, some of the storms. So it's coming. It's just going to take a while to get here. And again, I don't envy anybody down there in Punta Gorda and Port Charlotte, because everybody remembers Charlie. Everybody remembers Charlie. And I remember responding to that with the amateur radio group that we had. The trailer took it down there and actually ran 911 for 911 for them off the radio frequencies that we have. And that's the other thing, folks. You're going to see some folks with some antennas on vehicles maybe sitting in neighborhoods or driving through. Those are the amateur radio operators that are there doing work for not only the county emergency teams scoping the area out, but they're also working with the Red Cross, assessing damage and whatnot. And all of that is done by amateur radio. I happen to have two of them sitting right here right now, two different frequencies for two different reasons. And, of course, tonight, when we come back on, we will be in full mode with that, because we'll have plenty to talk about when the weather gets over us like it's going to be. But, again, just keep a level head about you. Make sure you got all your stuff done. And this is the time to make sure things are tied down that need to be tied down, things are put away that need to be put away, because you'd be surprised. That umbrella that even though you think you got it tied and wrapped together, the wind can catch that and it's gone. So there you go. All right, we're coming back, and Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, should be up next. He had the day off yesterday, but I do believe we'll hear from him today. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required.
It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stanley home for the second time.
Yeah, I think that's just a matter of, when that's going to happen. You know, not a matter of if. I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion at this point.
Well, there's nobody really all that upset in Tampa because we kind of wanted to see him come back to Tampa and win it here.
Oh, did they win it? So they didn't win it in Tampa last year?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, no, I know they won last year, but I don't know if it was the final game in Tampa.
Yep.
No, they were in the bubble last year, weren't they?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it wasn't at home. No, see, I can understand that. They were.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, they were in the bubble. Yeah, they were where they were.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
All righty. Now, let me see here. How about the tech giants Facebook, Twitter, and Google, who have big major operations in Hong Kong, saying, hey, folks, you changed the laws, change them back, or we're moving out.
Yeah, they can't keep up based upon their business, you know, what, China is asking them to do. It's very, very interesting what's going on now. There's been a major crackdown by the Chinese government on many tech companies. I mean, this is going back to Jack Ma and Alibaba and Ant Group, another company, a ride-sharing company, Didi. It's almost like an Uber over there. They're running into all sorts of trouble with the Chinese government as well. It is fascinating to see the crackdown that's going on. China is definitely has a different form of capitalism than we have. It's a lot more authoritarian. They're very, very tough when it comes to their controls. They're very leery of tie-ups with financial companies and the various different products that they're putting out at the same time. And again, this is seeping into other areas as well. The Hong Kong, obviously very touchy subject right now. We've already seen the crackdown on the various different newspapers and journalists there, and then what's been happening there. But for the tech companies that are there, it's going to be very, very difficult moving forward.
Now, what do you think about this ransomware stuff again? Because the same bunch of hoodlums in the Ukraine that did it before have done it again to about 1,000 companies, large and small, now demanding $70 million to restore the data in the latest ransomware cyber attack.
Well, again, this is a failure, quite frankly, of the United States. I mean, we spend, a great deal of money every year, almost $800 billion on our defense budget. You would think that we'd start working a little bit harder to defend the American people and American businesses from these attacks. It's real simple. I mean, we got to start diverting funds into areas that we actually need it. This is serious stuff. This is the world we live in right now, and we're completely unable to do it. You're getting these hackers from these living in basements in Eastern Europe that you can't find, you can't crack down on. There's a problem here, because again, we can talk about, these are various different small to mid-level companies, but when you're talking about critical infrastructure, it can get scary.
Remember how you and I were talking about the price of what inflation's done to the price of beef and whatnot, and I think you said a steak was $40 or $50 when we were talking about it?
It was like a mid-priced Italian restaurant that it was $60. That would normally would have been $35 to $40. Everything. I'm trying to get this point across. Been talking about this a lot. People can go check. You can take a look at the commodities markets. Go to some of the websites there and take a look at a chart and see how high, how expensive everything has gotten over the past year.
Well, I think I can one-up you in a simple way. Meatloaf, right? Pretty simple to make and cook and whatnot. Very popular in the diners and restaurants, right?
Yeah.
A meatloaf dinner, and I'm not saying it was bad, $18.
Oh, yeah. They even, a hamburger-type meat, which goes into meatloaf, the ground. It's everything has gone up in price. And I don't know if you're taking a look to see what's happening with oil. We could be seeing $100 barrel oil soon.
That's next on the list, Chris, because I'm going to tell you, I got it right here in front of me. Iran is going to get their wish. The futures of oil are now at $86 a barrel. We only need 14 to get to the 100 they want. But here's the deal. The wholesale price of gasoline and diesel without the tax added in, just the wholesale price coming out of the refinery, is the highest level it's been in 8 years. Gasoline is $2.30 a gallon coming out of the refinery without the tax. Diesel is $2.18 a gallon.
We saw self-inflicted, quite frankly. That's the reality of the situation. We did this to ourselves. It's the decision that the voters made, but as far as the country is concerned and the direction they want to take it, it is what it is. I mean, you can complain about it all you want, but again, you get the government you deserve.
Yep.
You get the government that you put in, and that's what we're dealing with right now. They want this. This is by design.
Elections have consequences.
Yep, they do.
Now, as we talked about this, the unhidden tax here is inflation. That's what nobody seems to want to talk about. And, of course, food and commodity prices are continuing to go up. Emissions, they're going to be charging you on the gasoline. They're adding another gas tax. I've heard that they want as much as 25 cents a gallon at the federal level.
Biden doesn't want that though for some reason. He doesn't want to raise the taxes on gasoline. And again, we obviously need funds. We have to replenish the trust fund for bridges and roads, which has been completely dissipated. It's just gone by the wayside. What good is that gas tax going to do if you you want to put everybody in electric cars?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. He says he's not for that. I don't know where he's got other ways he's going to tax us. But they got to come up with the money somehow.
Now, Boeing seems to be having a bit of a problem right now because of this article I'm about to tell you about. Airbus just released news that they have delivered more than 70 jets in June to beat their 2020 tally.
Wow. Well, it wasn't much, many jets being sold in 2020. That's for sure. You know, that was a bad year for both Boeing and Airbus and any airline manufacturer. It was a real rough year. I know Boeing's got a bunch of orders that were made. United just bought a bunch of Boeing planes, also Airbus planes, as well, as they're looking to amp up and expand. Again, a lot of the airlines out there, they want to get these newer jets, which are much more efficient when it comes to fuel. So that's the direction they're heading in.
Well, you know, Southwest and American, which have a lot of smaller planes, and I'm seeing more of them take off and land over here at Tampa International right beside us, they've delayed it at a hard summer. They're talking about a hard summer for travelers, but smaller planes mean more flights. Is that not right?
Well, it's hard. It's going to be hard. It is hard on travel. I mean, I'm traveling again this coming weekend. And, you know, I was just, you know, went back and forth on a plane, of, you know, major airport. You're at Reagan. And you know, they're not enough TSA. Lines are long. Most of the restaurants are not even open. You got to wait 45 minutes to get a cup of coffee because the only one coffee place was open there. Everything's still closed. They can't get workers. So, yeah, it is more difficult on travelers.
Now, over the weekend, July 4th weekend, we had a very serious breakdown again in law enforcement in Chicago and New York. Those two cities alone were responsible for 118 people being shot. 16 of them died in Chicago. Two police officers were shot over the July 4th weekend.
It's embarrassing. It really is. It just, you take a look. I mean, you know, imagine being out looking at this country. You know, this is the United States of America, and this is the type of violence that's taking place on our streets. And it's, you know, it's 4th of July weekend, but this is happening on a regular basis. And it's almost a point we've almost gotten used to it. And it's sad. It really is. That's the point. That's where we've gotten to right now. You all decide. Everybody can decide where they want to live. You know, and I live in a very, very, thank God, in a very safe neighborhood. That's where I always choose to live, in a safe neighborhood, knowing my neighbors and what's going on. I don't know how you change this in these places unless the people there actually want it to change. That has to come from that. It has to be the local people that have to want. You have to want to have that police presence. You have to want to force that change. If not, it's going to continue to remain the same.
Well, we'll soon know, I guess. And by the way, a settlement was reached to release that ship that blocked the Suez Canal, remember?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we don't know how much money it was. Obviously, that was the insurance company that had to pay that one because the cyber insurance companies are out there. That's the latest great claim to the business world, right?
Yeah, they're going to start trying to say that we need to have cybersecurity insurance. It's going to cost me some more money. Won't be long before the Securities and Exchange Commission will mandate it, and that'll be another bill.
Well, that's true. All right, here comes the music. I'm going to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow when I'm sitting here in the middle of a storm.
You got to have a good one.
Have a good one yourself. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And yeah, Else is coming. It'll be here later today, and we'll be getting it tomorrow for sure. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.